Manyok Chol teaches computer science at the University of Juba, but today he is not in the class. He is busy digging up soil with a hoe on the outskirts of Juba to mold bricks, which he will sell later in the market. Chol says, aside from his meager salary as a lecturer, he can never rely on the government to pay him on time.
The last time I was paid the salary of April 2020, but I cannot wait. If the money did not come, I cannot sit and wait that I'm working, my salary will come. I have to do something else to make a living. When the salary comes, well and good. Money is money. Whether I make it manually or whatever, money is money.
Chol says he earns 250,000 South Sudanese pounds, or about $500 a month, from his job at the university. He says he receives almost the same amount in about a week with his bricklaying business.
The first queen, we call it Kamina here. We call it Kamina. Kamina is a logo name for a hip-hop brick band. So the first Kamina was 7,500 pieces of block. I sold 4,000 each at 60 pound. That was 240,000 two weeks ago. And that was good money. And I still have a surplus bricks, about 2,000 pieces on the ground. And hopefully these 2 days somebody coming to buy. And you can see me here. There is a big heap here of about 15,000 to be loaded this week. And I think after 1 week, I'll get more than 1 million pound. That means I'll be rich. It is happiness to me. I'm happy because it will get me security in the town. I will have money, and then I will not be afraid of when will I eat and how and where.
Before he discovered he could earn a decent income in the bricklaying business, Chol says his family struggled to put food on the table and cover other costs like medical bills. Chol says after selling his first batch of bricks, he was able to send part of the money to his wife and kids who are living in a refugee camp in Uganda. Although his family is happy and financially stable now, Chol says some of his educated friends are critical of his bricklaying work and think it is beneath him.
But the reality is it is supplementing my budget at home. My children are okay with it. Yeah, I want to tell the youth of South Sudan that do not rely on one source. This is the baseline. If your boss does not pay you in time, whether you are working with an organization or a company, you be creative, do your own things and get money.
Chol is not the only government employee forced to find other work after not getting paid in several months. Civil servant Mayual Chol Mayual now operates a border border or motorcycle taxi to support his family.
This motorcycle is the life of my children. The salary that the government gives is nothing. That is why it is important to think critically and do whatever you think is possible. If you are working in the government, use your mind too. There is a lot of money here in the country. We just don't know how to work. We have to put down education a bit and work.
Odongo Peter, who is officially a soldier, also operates a border-border taxi, saying he too found it difficult to take care of his family's needs because the government is behind in paying his salaries. He says nowadays he is able to provide food and take care of his family's other needs.
Thing to do with government, actually, is not easy, by the way, because our government, as South Sudanese, they don't consider the government as a priority. Let me say, per month, maybe a junior can up something like 1,400, and it's not come on time. It will take time, something like 6 months, then you get your salary.
Peter says, as a border-border operator, he earns between 5,000 and 7,000 South Sudanese pounds a day, an equivalent to about $10. Peter and Mayual say what each of them earns in a day as border border drivers triples what some civil servants, including soldiers and teachers, earn in a month. For VOA News, I'm Anyang David Mayar in Juba.